Joe Courtney is a congressman from Connecticut's and beautiful, and I do mean beautiful, 2nd District. He's been in office since 2007. Welcome back, Joe. The first question I have for you is, what about this 9/11 commission? Is it a good idea? Some people say, I'll just be around and leave a document, you know, on the shelf.
Well, actually, if you look at the 9/11 commission, because I came into office right as they were finishing up their work. I mean, many of the recommendations were actually implemented by Congress and executive branch agencies. And, you know, the system that we have of Homeland Security, you know, which is not perfect, but, you know, we don't live as humans in the realm of perfection. But, you know, the track record's pretty impressive in retrospect in terms of how well the system that I think it analyzed and recommended changes for has actually succeeded in terms of, you know, a repeat of external events. And there clearly have been attempts, we know, from, you know, outside the country, which was clearly what happened with 9/11, to try and replicate, you know, that type of harm to the country. And, you know, there are people, as we're talking here on the phone, who are hard at work, you know, obviously working with our allies in terms of identifying potential threats. And with a new administration, you know, I'm sure there's malevolent forces that maybe see an opportunity here. So, so again, I think that the 9/11 report is not one of those kind of archetypal, you know, moments where the report just gets filed and put on a shelf and gathers dust. I mean, it was meaningful. And I think that, you know, particularly based on Mitch McConnell's remarks after he voted to not convict on very specious, lame ground, but nonetheless, factually, totally, you know, I think, you know, echoed the impeachment manager's points about how serious and dangerous the events of that day were, that, you know, now it's time to sort of take him up and people like him up in terms of saying, all right, well, you know, we're gonna do more in terms of trying to find out what exactly happened and when did the president know, you know, what were his actions, what did he do, and obviously we also need to look at just better ways to track domestic threats, terrorist threats. I was talking to a U.S. attorney who has been involved in some of the investigations and grand jury indictments of some of the crowd, and as you know, we're up to about 200 now indictments. But the U.S. criminal code is very weak in terms of having provisions to deal with domestic terrorist threats. And again, I think, you know, there's some explanation that, you know, First Amendment issues, some hesitancy about, you know, maybe over-politicizing the federal law, you know, with groups that maybe, you know, just disagree with mainstream politics. But there's no question that, you know, white nationalism and terrorist threats, which groups like the ADL, the American Anti-Defamation League, and others have been, you know, waving their arms for years, saying, you know, this is real, it's serious, and we've got to upgrade, you know, what the legal structure in terms of really trying to protect the country. So I think you're going to see those kinds of recommendations flow from a commission.
Let's talk a little about the COVID relief package. Do you think it'll pass now? Why not? I mean, you got the votes, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think there'll be Republican votes at the end of the day. I realize that may seem a little far-fetched, but, you know, the kind of relief that we're putting together, which I really put in the category of disaster relief, you know, in terms of the payments to individuals, but we just, you know, saw the first run on state and local aid, which, as you know, McConnell and Mnuchin, you know, just vehemently opposed during the prior COVID relief packages, and we're seeing the amount of help that's going to be coming into towns and cities and states. There's going to be another really strong surge of school money that I think, you know, business groups now realize that we've got to make our schools safe to get kids back in at the level that is really going to be meaningful as far as, you know, their parents going to work during the day, childcare funding. you know, if Republicans want to go down a party line vote in opposition to this, my feeling is, as a Democrat, is be my guest. Because it really, from the economic standpoint, Jerome Powell, Janet Yellen, Mark Zandi, I mean, these are mainstream economic thinkers who are telling us you've got to go big, that there is the danger of overheating the economy is very slight at this moment, and we will lengthen the recession if we don't get this type of help out fast. And so I think we're going to do it. The House is scheduled to take it up the week of the 22nd, and I'm sure, you know, President Biden and his team is going to push hard to make sure the Senate make sure everybody sticks together and gets at least 51 votes. And then we'll see whether or not there's some folks who don't want to maybe go home and say, well, I voted against, giving you an emergency economic payment. That's a hard position to justify, I can tell you, based on the calls we're getting in our office.
Is there anything specific, Joe, that will help Connecticut?
Well, again, the state and local, which is based on a national formula, is clearly going to be welcome. And sure. But I will tell you, the other piece of it, which I didn't mention, is just that it's going to boost the vaccination program that's out there. And, you know, that clearly is the number one call we're getting into our office. Again, Connecticut's not getting any unique help, but and that's fine. You know, I mean, we should all, you know, as a country, be, you know, together rather than having this very fragmented, incoherent system that Trump, you know, sort of left behind when Biden took over. And that, as you know, it's a race between the vaccine and the virus, and the vaccine's got to win, and we got to win fast. And so that's, to me, still, in my opinion, of ranking all of the important components of the bill, that still is number one, and that's the one we hear the most about from people.
What about infrastructure? We've heard a lot about infrastructure. We heard it from Donald Trump. He never did anything about it.
Yep.
Are you confident that we can get there?
So this bill does have some funding, but it's really, again, kind of disaster emergency funding. So transit services, are going to get a good boost. But that's really just to keep the lights on. That's not infrastructure. The personally, I feel that should be our second next big push after this COVID bill passes. And there was discussion at the White House with some of the legislative leadership that, again, based on the Powell-Yellen sort of advice about that this economy needs us to go big, you know, that may make it somewhat easier to find the ways to come up with a financing structure to get something done. And at some point we got to get past disaster relief and just maintenance, and we got to get back into growth. And that is the best, you know, policy for the federal government to get growth, which, and we know the ripple effect, the economic multiplier effect of infrastructure dollars is the highest practically of almost any other kind of spending that you can do. And and I think public support for it is very strong and very bipartisan. You know, again, in Washington, that bipartisanship doesn't sort of show up at, you know, which is on Main Street and Capitol Hill, it kind of vanishes. But again, it's if the Republicans want to fight about an infrastructure bill, I think they are on the wrong side, not only of what a policy level, but also a political level in terms of what the country is really yearning for.
It's great to talk to our friend Joe Courtney, the Democrat from Connecticut's 2nd District, a wonderful man who has himself experienced COVID and has come out of it, thank God, with no repercussions. Joe Courtney, again, thank you for being with us. When we come back the next time, let's go into some more questions.
Thanks, Alan.